Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend, Mr. Jeffrey Zabar. He is the Chief Home Officer, the author of a number of books on teleworking and home-based businesses, including Safe at Home. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Jeff, one of the things that's getting... I don't know if you noticed this or not, but about maybe a year or two ago, my spam attacks, so to speak, my spam numbers kind of went down. I wasn't getting quite as much spam as I was. Now it seems like it's picking up and I'm getting a lot more than ever. Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah, and I think there's a couple things going on. Obviously, I think the spam marketers, if you want to call them that, transgressors.
Don't call them spam marketers.
I would say the transgressors out there.
This is a family show, so we can't call them.
What they really are.
Pardon me, I don't mean to digress too much, but I've always wanted to take a spammer and identify him in front of like a large group of people, like at a ball game or something.
Right.
Take him out on the 50-yard line and say, ladies and gentlemen, this man is a known spammer. He sent out 350 trillion spam
last week to
all of you, and then run like heck because the people are going to come out of the stands and kill the guy.
They're going to come out and say, that Nigerian oil proceeds you promised me never came true.
Exactly. So anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, I think that what you see is, that it comes in waves, and individually it will come as you errantly or just innocently put your email in the wrong location out there. Sometimes you'll sign up for something not realizing that they may give the list, they may sell their list, your name may end up somewhere. Also, it's the holiday season. So,
right.
A lot of times, spammers who are hired by others to get their name, to distribute the content to their lists, it's like sending it, putting an ad in the Sunday paper to some people.
Mm-hmm.
It can be sick. The key to it all is protecting your email address. So if you're, whatever your email address may be, if you're registering for a service, get a Gmail account, get a Hotmail account, get a Yahoo account, and use those type of email accounts to register for services. If you have a friend, then give your friend your trusted, your trusted email address. But if it's something out there that you don't know who it's going to and you suspect, it could end up in a list somewhere, even if you unclick the box that says, send me an information, more information. It's usually at the bottom of some sort of offer.
Right.
Try and sequester it as best as possible. That'll help keep some of the spam down.
Well, it will help do some of it, but they've gotten a little bit smarter. Have you noticed that some of the spam is coming in as like a PDF or a full? It's not individual text. It's one big. What do they call that? It's not a PDF, but
it's like a TIFF file. It's an image.
It's
a graphical image that's embedded within the email. So because what happens is when it's text content, the spam filters can read it
right.
And look for keywords.
Well, you tell your spam filter don't allow this sort of thing in.
Right. Well, but therein lies the rub, and there is the issue that's affected. Now, I'm in the Florida market, and I have Bell South as my DSL service provider. So they recently implemented a new spam catcher that I started getting no email. So I went back to it. I mean, not no, but very, very little email. A lot of the spam was getting caught. So I went
but
to
plus,
Bell
South. Plus all the good stuff.
Plus all the good stuff. A lot of the stuff that I should have been receiving was getting caught up in the spam filter. So I went and I engaged the spam filter on their site to say, okay, catch it, but let me review it. So then the spam, I don't know about you and the listeners out there, but in the past like 3 weeks, I was getting a ton of spam. Mm-hmm. I mean, just more than I think I had ever gotten. And I don't know that I had switched my practices or given my, you know, name or my email address to anybody in particular out there that would have you know, resulted in a higher concentration or higher flood of spam. But I went and I was catching, it was catching hundreds an hour. And then within about 6-8 hours, my inbox was full, and I got a warning from Bell South that my inbox, and it was my inbox for the spam because it's sharing capacity with my general inbox. So I had to, like, go in and just say, you know what, screw it. I don't want to see it. I'm going to trust that the good stuff is going to get through. And that's what's most frustrating. That's why I'd love to see some of these you know, malware and spammers out there, because the productivity sap that they put on it, not only just the economy, but individuals out there by having to scour through this. You know,
it's a form not to minimize the events that where people are actually physically harmed, but it is a form of terrorism.
It's absolutely
because terrorism creates chaos,
right?
And spam creates a form of chaos. It interrupts your what you're doing. It imposes on your life,
right?
And I hope, you know, I actually think that there may be a special place in hell for spammers. But anyway, Jeff, the other thing is, it's not just the intrusion and the inconvenience that they cause. They actually do some damage, don't they?
Well, they can do damage. I mean, it's not just that spam includes, you know, is a nuisance. There can be attachments. There can be viruses. There can be Trojans. There can be backdoors. There can be all sorts of bugs and infections that can really mess with your life and shut down everything from slow down your computer to shut down your computer.
Taking over your computer and making it a zombie for their purposes.
I was just going to say, or worse, make it a zombie, make it a clone that then sends out information to others that then you get identified as having been the source. I get that stuff all the time where somebody spoofs my email address, and it's called spoofing, where they take your email address and then resend. And it doesn't mean that they're in your computer. It just means that they picked up your email address somewhere and then are resending under its alias, under that name. So, you know, jeff@chiefhomeofficer.com, and they're sending out under that name. I've gotten replies from people who said, please take me off your list. Well, you know, I didn't include you. So I don't reply to them anymore, because sometimes it'll be, you know, xyzpdq@chiefhomeofficer.com.
This is all malware, ladies and gentlemen, short for malicious software. Malware is what is the abbreviation for it, and it includes a lot of other bad stuff that we're going to talk about when we come back, including what you can do about it and including how to help protect your children from some of these things. And we'll do that with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. After the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I encourage you to check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and lots of other things that are there, including my blog. Check it out, too. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our website. He's been with us now for a long time, original member of our Brain Trust. And Jeffrey, you have your own website. Why don't you give it to us, please?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And check that out, too, folks. Lots of good stuff. If you're home-based, if you're a teleworker, if you're a micropreneur, whatever you are doing in that sort of that size, that stage of a small business, then you'll find a lot of good stuff there. And including your books, too, right, Jeff?
They can get all sorts of content on the site as well, yeah.
Okay. We're talking about spam that comes in, and actually it's spam in that you didn't ask for it. But what it really is malicious software, which could be a lot of different things. It could be a worm. It could be a virus. It could be a Trojan. It could be all these different names, folks. I don't think it's important for the average person, Jeff, to really know the definition of all those things. All they really need to know is none of them are good, and you have to protect yourself against them.
Yeah, and I think that that's the key, because you can't look at, well, I you know, I heard about Trojans, so I want to try and protect myself from that, or I've heard about spyware, so I want to protect myself from that. I mean, there's spyware, adware, there's Trojans, there's viruses, there's worms, there's backdoors, there's all these things that you need to protect yourself. So you want to go out and you want to find a solution that will sort of cover sort of an antibiotic to sort of take care of all of them as best it can. So, you know, well, a good place to start for those who use Microsoft Windows, MS Defender, Microsoft Defender. I believe it's in beta, and if you're using Windows, I believe it's a free download that you can install. And I've spoken to a couple of IT guys who are just very bullish on, they're like, who's going to know the operating system better than the company that created
Microsoft
it?
Microsoft Defender, now is this an alternative to, say, McAfee or Norton?
I think that one of the things to keep in mind when you're protecting your computer is to layer your defenses. So don't use any one solution. Sometimes you got to watch what you do, because my kids, for example, on their, my daughter has a computer and she uses AOL, and AOL, I believe, has McAfee as its free download.
Right.
So when I installed, and I think they have some of their own stuff, so when I installed Norton on my daughter's computer, it conflicted with McAfee, which as well, in many instances, it should. There's certain things you can layer, like AdAware or SpyBot. These are looking for spyware and advertisements and little, you know, monitors that are, you know, code that is placed on your computer to sort of monitor what you're doing and where you're going. Mm-hmm. You want to clean that garbage out of there. So these are things that you can layer. But look for the trusted solutions, like, you know, MS Defender for your computer, but, all, you know, for your Windows operating system. But you also may want to look, for example, like if you know somebody or if your IT guy suggests McAfee or Black Ice or, you know, there's any number of them, Bit Defender.
They all do
another.
A pretty good job. The main thing is get something that you can use, that you understand. Some of it, you know, I just got an upgrade recently for one of the ones that I owned, and the new upgrade was so complicated, I really didn't like the way it felt. I got rid of it and bought it and got another one.
The sad thing is many people will get that upgrade, not understand it, and say screw it, and then not deal with it or not implement it. And again, just like backup, antivirus and protection like that should be automatic and not require, and it has to be automatic and scheduled such that it doesn't require you to do anything. So I use, for example, Norton Antivirus Corporate Edition. So it pushes out. It could be once a week. It could be, you know, twice in a day. I'll see that there's been a push out to my computer of an upgrade that's been installed, and it'll run through a quick scan to make sure there's nothing there, because they'll find a new virus or somebody's broken through, and so they'll push that out to my computer as a subscriber. You want it regular, you want it automated, and you want it hands-free. You don't want to have to touch it to make it happen. And, you know, you were alluding to early on how this is the same, you know, I have three children. I got to be careful about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Think of, even if you don't have kids, if you run a small business, or if you do have kids, but you run a small business, think of your employees, in a sense, as your wards, your charges, or your children, where you've got to set rules.
Right.
So no surfing. No personal email to this computer. You want personal email? You go out and get it on your own time, on your own computer. Well,
Don't come around here doing your work on my business computer. This is not a toy. It's a tool.
Exactly, and then ultimately it's both about productivity. You don't want them goofing off on your dime or your time, but also you're sacrificing or making it vulnerable.
And the little twerps are going and change all your settings too.
Yeah, exactly.
They're smarter. They're a lot of times they're smarter than you are about some of these things. But what, you know, another thing that you got to help your kids understand. We only got about 30 minutes, Jeff. Is make sure that they understand the dangers that are out there on the online.
Well, this article that I'm writing for South Florida Magazine is looking at the predators that exist out there online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether it's MySpace or Facebook or any of these new things out there, even YouTube, you know, you put your picture out there, kids will put their pictures, their names, their schools, their city they live in, their siblings' names, their ages, ain't wrong. Parents need to be on top of that. Really hard.
Well, you know, what you got to do, folks,
you can.
Is you got to think, you got to imagine that when your kids are online, it's not all that much unlike hanging out at the mall all by themselves.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know, it's really, in a lot of ways, it's like that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Give us your website one more time, please.
Always great. That's www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jeff.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Right back in just a few minutes with our good friend, Stephen Preston, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.